All right, people. I apologize. I apologize so much. Not only because whatever has happened in your life to lead you to a place where you're hearing me right now, where you've sought me out. I'm not some shithead on the radio. You have done at least a modicum of work to hear me. And for that, I apologize. I apologize on behalf of the God who betrayed you.
I find I'm distracted here. I'm trying to cut down the amount of characters in the tweet that you sent out about the show. I don't understand technology. It confuses me.
Ah, it's good.
So do I retweet this? Do I...
Just do a retweet. You can quote the retweet.
But there's too many characters.
My dear new friend... Well, if you do quote retweet, I don't think it... I don't know.
I don't know what's happening.
You've made me sound like a goddamn dunce, Alex.
Doing my best. I'm supposed to make you... You're supposed to make your radio partner look better, and I'm failing already.
You've made me look like the opposite of the fucking Asian kid from every 80s movie that had the gadgets.
I don't know if those guys ever came across as particularly on top of it. I think they just had the right device at the right time. If we're speaking specifically of the one gentleman from Goonies, I mean, I think they succeeded despite his efforts, right?
You took the one that I knew. I thought there were more.
Short Round from...
Short Round had some sort of technological...
No, he was just there.
Just a little in Asia.
Always ready. Shit. Always ready with a quick quip or a caustic comment. No time for love, Dr. Jones.
That is a line that I bust out every time where I'm going to prematurely ejaculate, and then you have to play it off like you're just doing it because you're really into efficiency.
Oh, baby, it's irony. I'm just trying to be ironic. Isn't this funny that I'm a bad lover?
Exactly.
It's hilarious, isn't it?
This is ironic great sex.
Oh, that's the ultimate in hipster culture, is when you can actually start performing crappily in the bedroom in an ironic fashion and actually be more of a better lover.
It's great. You come in 3 minutes and then you flick your imported Galwa cigarette into a mason jar ashtray.
3 minutes? What are you, a Superman?
Yeah, I'm bragging for the air, my friend. Bragging for the air. All right, it is Papa's Football Podcast. This is the second year we've come back after I lied, after I manipulated your belief systems, your trust, and I said, hell yeah, we'll be doing it all off season. And my erstwhile partner, I don't want to say former partner, it's not like we had some falling out, like I called him fucking another fat podcaster or something.
Yeah, and he's not dead.
Yeah, yeah. Howard was busy with all the shit that life threw at him in the off season, and it's really easy to like... He didn't want to do a show every week that was football based in the offseason. He's like, what is there to talk about? I buy into the NFL hype train. I'm like, fucking Warren Sapp was banging hookers the whole race. You know, like I could go on and on. Bunch of shit happened, man. I could have easily done a weekly show. I still, even now that I am kind of zoned out of football, that means I only like read football sites conservatively 10 times a day.
I think this is, and correct me if I'm wrong, this is probably the first offseason that I've noticed that the NFL has finally figured out how to keep conversation going the entire offseason, right?
They've been going for it. They were accused of plotting to make that happen when they moved the draft. I think it got shoved more into the middle of the offseason or something like that.
I have no idea. But the Deflategate, that guy like kicked it off, right? Like all of a sudden, a couple weeks after the Super Bowl, we're discussing whether or not someone got...
I forgot Deflategate was that soon after. You're absolutely right.
It was right after. And there was also some discussion about whether or not it was a racist move to... who's the gentleman's name who's the running back for Seattle?
Marshawn Lynch?
Yeah, but there was some discussion about...
His last name?
No, there was some discussion about whether or not it was a racist move not to hand the ball off to him.
Oh, because Russell Wilson's lighter.
Yeah, yeah.
he looks like a tan Sicilian, that Russell Wilson.
Did you, there's also a moment where I think he said that God was talking to him at the end of the game, right? And saying like, oh, you know, you weren't supposed to win this game. Don't worry about it.
I wish I believed like that, Alex. And by the way, everyone, Alex Vidalis over here, co-hosting today. Maybe I'll trick him into doing more with me.
Hi.
He does the Pilot Waves podcast that promotes artists and other creative people.
Absolutely.
You notice I've never been on it.
Well, we just discovered each other recently.
It's been a while.
I've only just started listening to your show.
Don't turn this place into a temple of lies. That's my job.
It's a pleasure to be here. Thank you for having me. Thank you for inviting
me. Anytime. Thanks for coming in. You've got a lot of shit on your plate. I know Howard had like big time stuff with, you know, I don't want to get into it. It's Howard's thing. He had real bad things. You've got bad shit happening too.
Yeah, my cat is his paw. He had cancer in his paw.
This is the worst thing. And by the way, I apologize. This isn't football talk, but he told me this before the show.
It was a bummer.
I'll be goddamned if I wasn't like just really. It hit me, man. Like I hear about people dying, and I'm like, ah, they had a good life. And you're like, my cat's dying. He had like two of his four fingers cut off, so he's making like the Ronnie James Dio. Metal horns all the time now. Yeah. And I'm like, that's metal, but also tragic.
It is tragic. It's, you know, losing a cat, especially for 15 years, it's weird. I mean, I've known that cat longer than most of the people in my life.
Exactly.
It's strange.
I had a cat. The first one lived 19, and then, like, the third one died at 15. And ever since that first one set the bar that goddamn high, like, anyone that dies before it, I'm like, why are you a defective piece of shit? Why can't I get my deuce out of you? Why can't I get my 10-10s?
My 10-10s out of you, my deuce. That's
funny. Piece of shit.
You were telling me about this show. I guess we talk football, we talk sports, we talk all things.
We talk life, yeah.
Talk life.
It's not focused. Like, I like going after the tabloid aspects of football for the most part. Like, I could sit here and be like, pro football focus, Khalil Mack is, you know, fucking lighting shit up right now. But who gives a shit? There's a million people stat masturbating.
Yeah, it's not like I don't really tune into shows that are like, you know what I like to talk about? The 4-3 defense. Let's talk about whether or not it stacks up against the
3-4
defense.
It's all a joke. Like, anytime guys really start analyzing sports.
Sure.
And I mean really want to dissect what's going on in the field.
Right.
They're this close to just being the fucking tubby piece of shit who's analyzing like his D&D campaign. It's just the same weird guy crap, like how our brains work, channeled like this far apart.
Oh yeah.
And you know what? It's nerdy if you do it in sports. It's nerdy if you do it in gaming. I just want to talk the fun shit, chill out, watch some football on Sundays. If you're me and you're a Skins fan, like hopefully by week 3 the season's over, you can watch better games than the Redskins games and like, you know, actually enjoy your Sundays.
I remember very distinctly before fantasy football was a big thing, there was only like two places that you could do it. I think Yahoo Groups was one of them. Mm-hmm. And I remember telling my wife at the time, my ex-wife now, I was explaining the concept of fantasy football to her so she could understand it.
Yeah.
And she said, I don't get this. Is this like role playing? And I was
It
is. It's like role. And I was like, it kind of is. Yeah.
It is, except you're using fleshy black dice.
Yeah.
That's it.
Well, they're not the dice. They're the game pieces. It's more like they're the race car and the shoe and the Monopoly.
To me, it's like, what did my Brady roll this week?
I think that it's just a matter of time before, because I think you're already starting to see it. Do you know that show, The League?
Yeah, fuck it.
It's all about fantasy football. They have
a piece of hybridized garbage. Like, I'm sorry, I'll do a very brief rant on The League.
Sure.
Everyone is like, it's so great, it's funny, and it combines my love of football. Yeah, that was real fucking organic. That wasn't just put out there because some guy in a suit
wants fantasy football to be a bigger thing.
Literally just had a Venn diagram and is like, well, here's fantasy football. Here's our target demo. It overlaps this much.
Did you realize that over 70% of fantasy football people who enjoy enjoy sitcoms starring the Duplass brothers? Oh, my God. We got to have a show with them.
It might as well, like I said, it should be called, like, the Xbox Machine Gun Big Tits Cum Fest Hour. Like, it's just, let's get as much male.
Is that a new show that's coming? Is that a new show?
You're already sold, aren't
you? Yeah, that sounds pretty exciting.
I've got a spec.
What kind of machine gun is it?
Big manly one compensates for so much.
Yeah, I mean, I get you. The League, actually, I find it to be kind of funny. The Duplass guy, Mark Duplass, he's pretty funny. But it is one of those shows now where it's starting to devolve into how mean can these characters be to each other on a regular basis? Like, how vicious?
Yeah,
can
I don't.
The pranks
I don't
and
see
the
that as
get?
Comedy.
No, it's not. It doesn't last very long. It's not sustainable.
No.
It's not sustainable.
But it is now, you bearded fuck. It's going to be the theme of the show. Dave Grohl motherfucker. Gibby Haynes looking son of a bitch.
You know, I was looking. Is this picture on Twitter, is this of you?
Yeah.
This doesn't look like you anymore.
That was me many pounds ago.
And did Chevy Chase really say that you smiled like an asshole?
No.
Oh,
I made that up entirely.
That's
but
that's very
sounds
believable.
Like something he'd say.
It's very believable.
Chevy Chase is a piece of shit, and no one's ever liked him, has ever worked with him.
Yeah, he comes off really badly in those Saturday Night Live books.
Oh, yeah. And, like, anyone that's talked about him from Community.
Yeah.
I think the director, Fletch, would spit on his grave if he had a chance.
He was a bad person. He was a bad person who said bad things. Apparently, he said really, really mean things to people. He wasn't just hard to work with. Like, he would say vicious,
He would go out of his way.
Yes, absolutely.
And I'll be the first to say I don't find him that funny. So that motherfucker's glass house lobbing rocks like a son of a
bitch.
What
about National Lampoon? You didn't enjoy his work in those movies?
I'll tell you what I liked about National Lampoon when I was a kid and I saw Beverly D'Angelo's fat fucking tits.
She's a lovely lady.
She was great. There is a picture of her that they put in Playboy years later where she introduced, I forgot what act live, like in her early 40s, maybe
Judas
even.
Priest or something like that.
Fucking great. Yeah, she comes out and is all like, you know, I wanted to say No Life to Leather, but that was Metallica. Mm. So, you know, just screams Turbo Lover. But the whole point is she's on stage in front of actual people. And this is a fucking actress.
Yeah. Yeah.
She's, like you said, vacation. So much vacation. And she just pulls them out. Look up Beverly D'Angelo concert flashing and then realize I have, the number of times I've pounded one to that.
You know who you have to thank for that? Cocaine. You probably have cocaine to thank
for that. Oh, you think she was a little...
It seems strange that she would just show her titties at a concert. Was she that into the metal? Was she that into the scene, man?
I mean, yeah, she was barking up the wrong tree with Rob Halford, I'll say that much, probably before he came out.
Who knows, though? I mean, back in those days of, like, rock and stuff, though, they were just, you know, anywhere they could get it.
Good picture. Let's get to the show. There are two things I want to discuss today. One is Tom Brady, his four-game suspension, turned over by Judge, I forget what the fuck his name is.
Finally, justice has been served. It was a long, hard road. For those of us who have supported the Tom Brady during these difficult times.
Like you said, it started early in the offseason with Deflategate. Great hashtag, by the way. Fucking hilarious. Just think about how absurd it is for a minute that everything is gate.
Yes.
And then Deflategate, I guess, rose to the top because it rhymes and we as a people are really stupid.
Yeah.
Why dick pic is said a lot, too.
Americans love something that rhymes, even if it's a forced rhyme. It makes them happy. Yeah. It's easy. And, it takes up less room on the magazine cover.
I guess you're right. So the whole debacle was that apparently the Colts, who had been tipped off by the Ravens, who lost to the Patriots the week before, mind you.
What are these conversations that take place in the halls of these teams where they like, hey, blah, 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 so-and-so, they deflated some. Where do these conversations take place? Is it like a water cooler? Is it like through the airport? Like where does that go?
I think maybe it's just guys who are on the same college teams.
It's a chat room.
It's weird to me that they're talking about football. Like for me, I'm just picturing like they're all just texting and they're like, I fucked this girl, did you? And they're like, yeah. It's like that scene in the Mad Real World where everyone is like, hey, Chad, I fuck Katie, too. It's exactly like they just talk about, like, oh, if you're in Seattle, this chick is a fucking monster fuck. Like, look at that ass, and then she specializes in letting you put it up there.
Really? Is that the level at which these players are getting laid?
First of all, yes.
I think you're projecting.
I think it's to the point they have anal specialists in anal Seattle. Chicks, they're...
What's Seattle? Why is anal specialty in Seattle?
They're more laid back and hippy dippy.
It's the left coast out there, baby.
Exactly. You can't do like have an anal specialist in New York. They're too go go go.
I'm gonna say that there's probably some weird logic behind that. I'll go with that. You know, but there's probably some people in Vermont and the New England area who are probably shedding a tear right now because their work in the anal sex arena hasn't been recognized. Yeah.
Yeah.
They might be some hookers who are really giving up the sweet butt. You know, and you've just taken a no pun intended, you've taken a poo on their lifestyle.
Oh, I apologize. That's what I think for the most part.
Yeah.
I think they do that. And I think maybe like once if they're out for, you know, and it's like you've lost and the postseason's going on, maybe you're like texting your football buddies and you're like, ah, look at that shit. I bet there's a lot of like, fuck, why isn't that our quarterback?
So if they were actually having that kind of, how do balls still get deflated? If you were given, if someone gave you the heads up, right? If the Ravens were like, hey, John, they're going to, the Patriots are going to deflate the balls. How do you not keep it from happening then?
They're like, one, that, and then two, there's this chick on West Broad Street. Great anal.
Great anal.
It's just fucking NFL.
It's going to blow you
nothing
away.
Nothing but anal. Yeah, that's what they moved on to.
Don't let her touch the balls, though. I mean, your balls are fine, but not the footballs.
You're a football groupie and you go to give head and they're like, what am I, 10?
I don't even know what that means.
Turn
that's
around.
Funny.
Turn around. What is this, grade school? A blowjob? Fuck off. I don't know how it happens. Maybe it even comes from on high. Like the players tell Harbaugh, and Coach Harbaugh then puts it out there to Coach Pagano, possibly even. He's like, hey, man, these fuckers are letting some air out of the ball, which it's a joke. The whole thing that they got in trouble for, this is Tom Brady got in trouble for, again, the ball's supposed to be like X PSI. It's not really, I think it's kind of checked before the game, but it then fluctuates wildly in any sort of temperature conditions. People talked openly about letting air out of balls before or having them super pumped up before, scuffing balls, all kinds of shit, man. Mm-hmm. It's not like baseball where it's like one set ball and you're not allowed to scuff it and you're not allowed to go and lick it like a hallucinogenic toad if you're pitching.
You can put some things on
it. It's pretty Wild West.
I don't understand it. I think somewhere around maybe 5 years ago, the NFL decided it was going to market itself a little bit more like professional wrestling, you know, in that there was going to be good guys and there was going to be bad guys and there were always storylines around game. They'll even use that exact verbiage. They'll say, like, what's the storyline story in this game?
Yeah, I guess you're right.
And I think that there's never been a better bad guy than Tom Brady, right?
Belichick, more than Brady even. Belichick and Brady, the combo. I mean, the two Sith.
Yeah, you've got the gorgeous looking Sith Lord, and you got his evil mastermind who's like, who's pulling the strings. And people just love, except
for
New England.
He wears a
people.
Goddamn hood. He really is Palpatine.
He does look like such a fucking evil motherfucker. Yeah. You know, he does. And that's just what the NFL is now, because it's. They don't care whether the suspension is upheld or not. They just love the fact that people are cheering against Tom Brady.
I think there's that, but it's also in the whole, again, what came down. So long story short, Commissioner Goodell, who his whole shtick is just, how to put this in a PC way. I'm a big fat twat, to use the British way. See, I wanted to say twat, but if you say twat and it's British, that's not really bad.
It's a twat. Exactly. Is that what they say? It's a twat.
Oh, you stupid twat.
You twat.
He really is just his whole shtick is I'm a stick in the mud. He's big on player discipline.
I know. Except for the ones who clock their wife in an elevator.
Yeah, exactly. And I'll ask you right now, as a grown-ass man, because I'm talking hood, when they say grown-ass. As a grown-ass man, who fucking cares what another adult man does? Josh Gordon of the Browns is serving a year-long suspension because his year was over after week 17. Shocker, the fucking Browns didn't go to the postseason. And again, if you want to talk glass houses, I am a Redskins fan.
Yeah.
But they didn't go to the postseason. After the week 17 game, I think he's flying home. He has a couple beers on the plane. And Goodell has people waiting for him when he lands to test him. Because get this, you can be tested not when your season ends, but when the whole NFL season, like the whole NFL season has to be over.
So they tested him and he tested positive for drugs?
He tested positive for like beer.
For beer?
He had a fucking like Schlitz or whatever the hell.
Weird.
On the goddamn plane.
That is so strange. And now he has a year suspension?
Out for a year.
Is it his third strike or something?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He's decided he wanted to smoke a lot of pot, too, because that's clearly so performance enhancing.
Well, I think for pain, I think it's shown to be.
Yeah, and we should be able to take that from someone like, oh, my God, you're not just an abject compressed disc misery every second. How dare we?
I mean, if you're making millions of dollars and you're already on, I mean, God knows what kind of like juicing they do. I mean, it's probably like super sci-fi juicing where they actually like, eat like lizard parts or something like that. Like, I mean, God knows what they actually do.
I think Russia just exports their strongmen and then we butcher them and eat their like testicles and pecs.
We just paint them up to look like NFL players.
No, I think there's actual human trafficking. Like in the day, Arnold, when he was a bodybuilder, they had to like take, I think like gorilla testicles and stuff like that I think we've graduated to actual human trafficking.
Oh, wow. So we're just like growing parts in like laboratories?
Maybe. Or they just like, I don't know, ship us kids from the crappy countries, chop off their balls.
The crappy countries. You know, the real shitty ones. You know.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe they fish them out of the Mediterranean after they crash there. After their cruddy rafts give out.
Their cruddy rafts. What country are we referring to? Just so I'm just curious.
I don't know.
Maybe one of those bad ones.
The Turks, the Greeks. Well, they're the ones getting the corpses.
Well, let me ask you. So they overturned the suspension.
Yeah, the judge is like, this is a fucking joke. You really, because there's a whole investigation into Tom Brady allegedly deflating balls.
And so that's not, so the judge was just like, nah.
Yeah, and he was facing this 4-game suspension. And the judge was like, look, you really haven't conclusively proven that, one, he was this duplicitous mastermind behind it. But two, I'm trying to remember if he actually said it's just like, where in the rules is this, like, do you even mention that this is going to entail a suspension? It's kind of just like, you did something bad, and it's mildly bad, but I'm going to arbitrarily make up this huge punishment for it. Like, let's say you're with your chick and you show up like 20 minutes late to a dinner.
Yeah, details all the time right there.
Yeah, you've obviously, like, it happens. And yeah. She's like, oh, that's cool. Well, there's a rule. And
no blowjobs.
Yeah, for every 5 minutes you're late, that's 1 week of no blowjobs. So you're doing 4 weeks of no blowjobs.
That's inhuman.
Yeah, and you're like, when the fuck was this ever written down? It wasn't. You're like, I did something kind of bad. I'll give you that. The 20 minutes late was not nice. I was inconsiderate. Mm. But, like, no blowjobs?
I like your example. If we could just kick it around for 1 second. I think that in this particular example, me deflating the balls, right?
Yes.
Is not being 20 minutes late. I would say a more equitable example would be something like, oh,
40 minutes late.
Yeah. Do you remember when I said that I picked up that ice cream on the way home? No, I didn't pick it up. And so you don't get to eat ice cream now.
No.
That might be something more.
Ice cream's so good. Fuck you. It's
wonderful.
4 weeks without head, easy. You son of a bitch. And
so do you feel like justice has been served? Do you feel like
I hate it because it's really like having to root for like Hitler versus Stalin. Mm-hmm. Like I fucking hate the Patriots. I hated the last Super Bowl because I really despise the Seahawks. So it was like maybe the two teams I hate most in the league. The only way it could have been like more shit I hated in that last Super Bowl is if it was the Cowboys playing the Patriots.
Yeah, you can always hope that maybe like somehow they play each other and then everyone gets injured and then they have to call off the Super Bowl.
Oh, God. If even with just the Seahawks
right.
and the Patriots, I was like hoping for like some sort of giant Donnie Darko jet engine to just fall in the whole fucking stadium.
Murder everyone.
Wipe them both off.
Give
them the old We Are Marshall.
I think... Jeez, We Are Marshall. That's funny.
Marshall.
It's not ha-ha funny. It's like, you know, it's a
wry British smile funny.
I'm like, oof, people died. I feel like justice has been served. I feel like Tom Brady has been exonerated. I think it's what we always knew, which is that anyone who's that handsome and that talented can't possibly be guilty of anything.
Gets away with fucking murder.
Who cares, man? It's funny to me, too, that like people get so wrapped up in the sanctity of the game that it's not somehow already being tampered with on a regular basis.
I absolutely understand that.
Yeah.
I absolutely, because to me, this is why people care about sports and never analyze it past that, because what I'm about to say is 100% the truth, and you're going to hear it, and you're going to be like, that man's
the truth
goddamn
bomb on me.
Prophet.
I'm ready.
People are into sports because life is so filled with ambiguity,
oh yeah,
complexity, layers upon layers of rules that they won't understand. They can be in the grave. They can have had an entire lifetime, and you won't really get what goes into like the whole political process, and you won't get really like world economics and like why you were fired and all that shit. It's so beyond your pay grade. It's so beyond the scope of your comprehension. Have you heard the term fog of war?
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Exactly. It just means like the shit that like our brain,
totally,
it can't take in that many variables and project anything.
Simplifies things down to a discernible and understandable result.
You give me football.
Yeah.
I can tell you if he gets across the goal line,
score,
give him a goddamn point.
Score, yes. Missed field goal, all that stuff. Yeah, I get
the
that.
The better team is supposed to win.
Yeah.
Justice. Racial ambiguity. You know what I mean? Like, fucking black guys getting killed and shit by the cops left and right for, you know, like, looking the wrong way and whatever.
Sure, yeah.
And then cops are getting killed by black guys who
but
are
on
like,
that football field, they're number one, buddy.
On football field, justice is again served. First of all, that, yeah. But second of all, like, the refs come out, and again, in theory, we have real justice on a football field.
Right.
Like, rules are enforced. It has nothing to do with, like, is he the seventh round pick? It, you know, like some mm-hmm. fucking Mr. Irrelevant piece of shit almost.
Right.
Is he, you know, the golden boy Tom Brady? It's all supposed to be justice. Like, it's supposed to be nothing behind the scenes. And the fact that it's like, even that's dirty, it hurts people.
Well, that's just life, though, right? Life is, it's all one big
life's dirty,
gray
yeah.
area, yeah.
If you want simplicity, go home and play with your pet at night. That's it.
I do, John. That's what I want to do so badly.
Exactly. You
want
to go home to fucking Dio the cat.
Oh, his name is Jesse. He's wonderful.
Ronnie Jesse Dio.
But, so I'm with you. I mean, the Patriots are, they're terrible. They're cheaters. I'm not saying that other teams don't cheat because I'm sure cheating across the league is rampant.
Yeah.
But... That's the Patriots make such a great bad guy. They really do because they're it's a big behemoth of a team that
they're successful,
dominant, and then the one time that they were the biggest baddest Goliath ever, well then Wright came up and defeated them. Like, do you remember? I mean, that was when the Giants took mm-hmm. and defeated the undefeated Patriots in the Super Bowl,
18-1.
It was awesome.
It was ever funny.
I as someone who hates the Giants because they are in the same conference as Washington.
Fucking the Patriots. Like, they've ruined so many Super Bowls for me because do you think I, as an NFC East loving, you know, like, I hate the Giants. I hate the Eagles. I hate the Cowboys. Do you know what it fucking took for me to, like, root for the Giants?
Yeah.
And then they got Super Bowl III, so they're tied with the Skins. Then I'm rooting for them to get the fourth one and surpass the Skins. God, fuck, dude. That's horrible.
You know who the Patriots have never beaten in the Super Bowl, though? Washington.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Never beaten us. Yeah. We crushed them. It was embarrassing. It was like 42-10 or something like that.
When did that happen?
It was a million years ago. I mean, I'm talking like, I think it was like freaking 88.
I remember when the opposite happened, when Gibbs' second tenure.
That was sad.
And I actually went and watched a movie mm-hmm. because I knew what the outcome would be, and then I came out and listened to sports radio. That was also sad. And they were talking about, like, it was controversy that they ran up the score on us so much.
Brutal. Well, that's what happens.
So, yeah, I hate Goodell. Yeah. Like, I really, if your bit is I'm a guy who's going to discipline, why don't you just come out and say it? Like, I'm going to lay down the law on these unruly Negroes. That's the unspoken subtext of all this. All you fucking hayseeds, the ones that we can pry away from the Sunday race.
Mm-hmm.
Guess what? We're not going to let these lippy Negroes get away with murder like mm-hmm. we used to. Fuck off, man. Mm-hmm. Seriously. Like, it disgusts me when someone thinks these guys are the real rich elite. Again, it's fog of war. It's like what your brain can understand.
You mean the football players?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's...
Oh, it's the football player who's making 25 mil over 5 years.
It's the guy who can pay a football player 25 mil who's got...
It's the guy who's like, whatever. Like, oh, what did you sign him for, Mr. GM? Here. The same way, like, I would sign, like, a rent check or some shit. It's like, whatever. Have fun.
That is kind of lost on people, I think, is, you know, the... I think it was Shaq who said, he's like, you know, he's like, I'm rich. He's like, I'm a rich guy. He's like, but the guy who writes my check, he's like, that guy's wealthy, you know, and it's wealth that lasts generations upon generations. That when you're,
I think it was Chris. Yeah. Chris Rock did that too. And he was like, you know, there's rich and that's gone with like a bad summer and a drug habit.
Yeah. It sounds like a great summer though.
I think anyone who heard that just pictured Rick James up in Buffalo, just like walking around his compound, burning women with his crack pipe.
It's a great summer, though. It's a great summer. Burned a lot of bitches that summer.
Yeah.
Cold-blooded. That is some messed up. I mean, people forget as funny as the Rick James thing was, and I definitely enjoyed it very much. Let's not forget that the man went to jail for like, I think, false imprisonment or something like that. And
he and his girlfriend abducted a woman off the street, kept her for a weekend, burned her with a crack pipe, and he did about 3 years for it, I think.
It was a while. So let's not, I mean, paid his due. I'm not saying that the man deserves any bad judgment, but let's just not forget under that exterior of hilarity, there's also a very strange man.
Oh, he was a piece of garbage by the end. Yeah, don't get me wrong.
Seemed nice. The story was funny.
That story was hilarious. Yeah. If this is just a random aside, if you ever want a hell of a treat, buy the season 2 DVD and then watch the extras. There's another 45 minutes of deleted scenes and him telling the story start to finish, which, by the way, in that sketch was edited to be like, many of his answers were pretty much 180.
Yeah, sure.
Like, he's much more cogent in the actual interview. So, yeah, with Deflategate sorted and Roger Goodell publicly shamed, Mr. Big Bad Commish, because that's the huge thing here. By doing such a sweeping gesture, by performing that to the point where the recourse is the actual courts, not your fucking kangaroo. Like, it's NFL Players Discipline Court.
Where does,
like,
that take place?
He got smacked down. Oh, I don't know, New York.
So why does it go to regular court then? Like, what jurisdictions do courts have? Is it because it's like a labor-type situation?
I guess, like, after a certain point, you're like Tom Brady. You're just like, fuck this shit. Like, I am a working man. Like, I don't care what I signed. Like, this is my livelihood, and you are telling me I can't work. So, at some point, the real world has some input.
So what if I have sex with a beautiful model, and I have gorgeous kids, and this amazing jawline?
Yeah, fucking, he's so well-loved that goddamn Catholic Boston doesn't give two shits that he came inside Bridget Moynihan and, like, dumped her while she was knocked up so he could fuck a model. And, by the way, we're going to wrap up with this. She's not a Brazilian model. She's German. Bunchen. She's just a kraut that lived in Brazil for a couple years. Would you call the two of us proud Native Americans because we live in America? No.
No. And, in fact, I'd be very distrustful of Germans that moved to Brazil, to be honest with you.
Yeah. We all saw boys there for from Brazil. Fucking weather.
We saw boys from Brazil. We know what happened was going on there.
All of them. She's just a she-Hitler.
She's a shitler. Is what she's
a shitler.
That is such a marvelous nickname for your friend's girlfriend who's a total bitch.
Shitler.
Dude, your girlfriend's a total shitler.
Well, the other story, the other tale of woe from this offseason, besides having to be forced to root for goddamn Tom Brady, not only in the Super Bowl, but beyond.
Are you gonna talk about that? Those tweets at that the sports team?
Just
owner?
The entirety of being a Redskins fan.
Yeah,
the entirety. Like I said this earlier, we are in the bottom four franchises in the league. I want to say, in terms of dysfunction, you have also the Jaguars, who are forced to play. Well, actually, their owner has them playing in London one home game a year. Their first round pick, Justin Blackman from a couple years ago, had so many DUIs, he had a year long suspension, and now he just kind of doesn't play. And they're just like, well, if he ever wants to come back, I guess we got him, and like we support him in his sobriety. But like,
what do I check on my fantasy football form for that? Yeah, like
fucking gone, baby, gone.
Is that injured reserve? Is what I put on?
Oh yeah, just. GBG, gone baby gone.
Gone baby gone.
Got a little fucking waving goodbye hand next to it. Don't hold your breath. That's what's next to Justin Blackman.
I hear he's got a pretty cool online Madden league going, though.
Yeah. Oh, well, yeah. Glad things are working out for the guy.
It's going to help. It's going to happen.
So you got the Raiders.
But that's like the Raiders have been a constant downward spiral since they had their Super Bowl victory. It's been amazing for them.
Was the last one against the Skins?
Yeah, of course it was. Yeah. It was the one where we were supposed to repeat. It was a heartbreaker. We had gotten there. We had beaten the Dolphins the year before and went back to the Super Bowl. We thought we were going to repeat.
Oh, shit.
There was a song about it. It was terrible.
Really?
Yeah, it was embarrassing.
Like a real song or did something you're just...
Oh, like one of those bullshit parody songs.
Oh, okay.
WMZQ or something.
Oh, some asshole made in his basement?
Yeah, we just sang over it with a tape recorder going on in the background.
The podcasting of its day.
Asshole. Yeah.
Fucking hack.
I have professional recording equipment at home, sir. I can do... It's in my basement, but that doesn't mean it's not professional.
So there's those two, the Browns and us.
Mm-hmm.
And we are the unquestioned dregs of the league. And I want to say we have managed to have a worse offseason than... All those guys put together, for fuck's sake. I'll take on all comers in terms of dysfunction as a Redskins fan.
The two things that really struck me from the offseason is and this just happened in the last 6 days, where it went from where we had a starting quarterback who we were just like, RG3, whatever, you know, I guess it's going to work out or not, all of a sudden to where he just gets benched and he's not playing anymore and he's going to be traded. This all happened within like 5 or 6 days. Like, it just completely like confused me.
RG3 is like the sex life that I had
when you were a trainer
have with my girlfriend, where like it was glorious on the front end
and then
now there's nothing, and I'm just like,
you're pining for those
days. It happened once,
yeah,
and in theory there's nothing stopping it from happening again.
You have a lot of silkscreen t-shirts with pictures of the sex life on it from its glory days.
Yeah, back when I lasted those whopping 3 minutes.
But then this whole thing about the owner sending out accusatory tweets about what's her name sucking dick to get stories or something.
I'll run everyone through it. Run everyone through it.
That's unbelievable.
So, like you said, it starts off.
Who does that? What are you? Are you in grade school? You're gonna send accusatory tweets to like the mean girl at the. It's insane.
Give me 1 second. Let me recap the RG3 shit. So those not paying attention, those that don't follow, you know, the DC market stuff, and why would you? You have to be a fucking masochist. I was born into this. Like, to become a Skins fan from afar.
I didn't choose this.
Yeah.
Being a Washington fan was like bestowed upon me.
Yeah. It's like seeing a kid whose parents are drunks and they burn cigarettes on him. It's like choosing John Bender's dad to be your dad.
Yeah.
Like, you leave a loving family and you're like, I want to have a cigar put out on me because I spilled paint in the garage. That's what I want for myself. No one picks the Skins.
Because they heard one time they got to go to King's Dominion and they were like, oh, I want, yeah, okay.
That's
yeah.
kind of sweet. Yeah. Lie.
Well, King's Dominion is it's a wonderful time. can't do it all in one day, though. Make sure you stay overnight.
You know who loves King's Dominion? The guy that did that repeat song.
The repeat.
Big, big King's Dominion.
It
lover.
Was done to the tune of The Devil Went Down to Georgia.
Oh, shit. You are. God, I love that you're older than me. You are pulling out some shit where I'm like, lay it on me, grandpappy.
I have a cane.
Yeah. So, season starts off. RG3 is going to be our quarterback. And we have our first preseason game. And let's be honest. He never seemed to click in Jay Gruden's offense. Jay Gruden is just like, give me a fucking white guy that sits in the pocket. I can't do mobile. I really can't do like sweeps. I can't do, you know, read option. Just give me a fucker that sits there. And RG3 fancies himself a pocket passer, and he's not.
I think he fancies himself one of the greatest athletes to ever grace the field.
I'll tell you where RG3 excels. When RG3 is on a college fucking field,
right,
and he's faster than anyone there,
mm-hmm.
and he can make his one read, mm-hmm. and if the guy is covered, he's like, I am going to run Ronnie run out of this shit.
Why is he so ridiculously thin? Does it seem like he's thinner than most people? It seems to me he's just like rail thin.
He does seem very petite. Yeah. Like, no joke.
Can he play another position? Is this something where I can just slot him in another?
From what I gather, and I might be like way off on this, but like, he seems like he's physically should be a fucking wideout.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's thin, he runs fast. I think he's like 6'3" or something. Like, he's got decent height.
Like, it's like when you're playing
a wideout.
Yeah, it's like you're playing on the playground and your friend is like insisting on being the quarterback.
Yeah.
Like, dude, you're just not. You're
the same way everyone's like, hey, Tebow, call us when you're like ready to suck it up and be a fucking tight end. Because we're sick of seeing you brick a 6-yard pass.
What was also weird is I think it was the end of last season when things were really starting to go so badly that Gruden was like, oh, RG3's out. We don't even know if he's going to be here next year.
Well, it was this carousel of. RG3 leaves, I believe, middle of the second game against the Jacksonville Jaguars. Kirk Cousins comes in, kills him. Then Cousins like starts, like, I think, against the Eagles the next week and looks really good, but they still lose. And then he becomes this fucking interception machine.
Mm-hmm.
I believe he has more turnovers than any other quarterback in the league in the last 2 years. And he hasn't even like played a ton.
Weird.
Like, his turnover ratio is double anyone else's. I don't think it's the same way. Like,
let's talk about the glory of Colt McCoy.
Okay. I was just gonna say it's the same way. Like DC, we won like the per capita murder contest like every year in the 80s.
Yeah,
fucking unbeaten, baby. Like streak. Actual numbers, bigger cities would beat us, but the percentage of our citizens that died. Fuck.
Yeah, yeah.
No, no one's taking that shit on.
So was it? We
are Goro in Mortal Kombat. No one's beating that shit, man.
Do you, Colt McCoy, he beat the Cowboys, right? That was the glorious. That was our glory last year.
Fucking great. That reminds me of, it was a Monday night throwaway game back when like Mark Brunell mm-hmm. was the quarterback, and it was Troy Aikman's induction into the Cowboys Ring of Fame. So you're like, please, something happen.
Yeah.
Not to beat a dead horse, but again, I'll settle for the Donnie Darko jet engine sure. right on that right on ceremony during halftime. And they're down 13-0, the Redskins, with no joke, 5 minutes left in the game. And I don't know what the fuck happens, but Brunell unloads two touchdown passes in the span of 3 minutes. And the Cowboys go home losers, 14-13. Yeah. It was kind of like that. I mean, like, I don't recall it being quite as dramatic. I don't remember if it was like a comeback effort. I was like, fuck, Colt McCoy, you know, Texas's own comes in and beats them. They're nothing better than that.
Yeah, I mean, and it's just one of those things where, you know, as a Washington sports team fan, you start to hang your hat on these very small, insignificant victories, like beating the Cowboys once with a backup
during a season.
Yeah,
exactly.
And so that's what we have to get excited about.
Did we have postseason anything? No. You have to remember these weird regular season victories, exactly like you said, because that's what you're getting.
Remember that interception? Man, that was sweet. Yeah, I mean,
and it makes you so pathetic because you're really acknowledging that you are the David to the rest of the league's Goliath. And you're like, remember that time we got you? It's hilarious because we fucking suck.
Yeah, it's tough, man. It's tough.
I'm going to rub it in your face because, like, we stink, but we beat you that one time. And we're such a laughingstock that if you lost to us, it's that much worse.
That said it right exactly, which is, haha, the reason that I'm laughing the hardest is because we really suck.
Yeah, the fucking clown beat you in arm wrestling. Uh-huh. Teehee.
We're the Karate Kid, and you're Johnny.
So the rest of the league sees this carousel at quarterback. I don't think any of these guys are the quarterback solution for the Redskins. We have our preseason. RG3 looks pedestrian as shit. Mm-hmm. And then week two, he's getting mauled. Just mauled by the Lions. I didn't intend for that to be. He goes down and people are like, we think he kind of might have a concussion. We're not sure. It's very ambiguous.
They told him. They were like, hey, you got a concussion.
He's like, but I'm fine.
No, you got a concussion, buddy.
Do you want me to give you some cube roots of numbers? Like, I'm good. And they're like, fuck you. You're concussed as shit. You're talking crazy talk, man.
Go back to Oregon, hippie.
So they for that sweet, sweet anal. So they...
Seattle was where
3 hours up in Seattle. Yeah, sorry.
You got to go across the bridge, buddy.
So they...
For the good anal.
Not that dirty...
Not for the shitty anal.
Second-rate Oregon anal. Portlandia's anal.
That's the thing is, you know, people will tell you that Seattle, going from Portland to Seattle isn't worth the anal. It is.
Yeah.
Every time.
The rent's higher in Seattle, but the anal's that much better.
It makes the difference in the end.
Oh, man. Like, if you're a chef, if you're the chef of anal and you taste Seattle's anal, you go, Mamma mia, that's a good anal.
This is the best anal I've ever had in my life.
Just a tear coming down your face.
We've replaced your anal with Portland anal and didn't tell you. What? This has been Portland anal this whole time? Yes, it has. Holy shit. I would have thought this was Seattle.
Well, now you're arguing that their anal is just as good.
I've never experienced Seattle or Portland's claim to fame in the anal department. But the next time I'm there, I'll see if I can find some brochures.
You have a lot of posts to make on Craigslist, my friend. Set it up before you fly out. So Kirk Cousins comes in and... doesn't look great, but at least isn't getting sacked a shit ton. Like, that's all we ask. Like, fuck, I get it. You're not going to throw a touchdown. That would be fucking fanciful for the Redskins to score. But for God's sake, stay upright. Can you give us that much? Mm-hmm. Just throw your incomplete pass while not on your ass. Give me that.
When was our last good season? I don't remember now.
Well, do you want to count RG3s first?
I do. We got to the playoffs, right?
Yeah, and like Seattle came to town,
yes.
And RG3's leg gave out, and it was like seeing a goddamn horse's knee blow out, and you're just like, oh.
He was never the same again after that.
This isn't good. No. But, like, people want to act like it's a physical thing. They've completely stopped him from doing the one thing he was good at, which is just like, can I throw to him? No. Whoosh! That's it.
Yeah.
Can I throw to him? No. Sprint. And now they have him sitting. It's such a weird skill set. It's like talking to a radio broad. Okay. It's like taking David fucking Lee Roth and saying, you spent a lot of time in front of a microphone. Now you're a morning show host, which they did after Howard Stern left.
Mm-hmm.
That's the same thing with like a quarterback who's primarily running and like makes one read, a.k.a. he looks at one wideout and is like, you're covered, I run. You're not covered, I throw.
I'm sorry. I'm still stuck on, so Diamond Dave wasn't good in the mornings?
No.
Oh, wow. No. That's shocking to me.
No, sweetie, he wasn't.
Seems like he would have been such a great fit for morning talk.
I know he brought the sand in the studio to make it a party environment because he's Diamond fucking Dave and the 80s never stopped. But no, he didn't have a skill set because despite being in front of a mic and having that similarity and talking slash singing into it a lot.
It's not transferable.
Yeah, he didn't have fucking 15 years building up how to anchor a four-hour show.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the same thing with RG3. If he's actually finally sitting in the pocket and learning to go through a progression of reads, wide out A, wide out B, wide out C.
Whoa, now you're getting a little heady.
He's going to be at the level of, no joke, a goddamn high school quarterback, except he's in the NFL now.
Well, the important thing is that we survived.
Yeah. Quote Bart Simpson, the important thing is we're okay.
Yeah. So how do you feel about this, about the owner, though, trashing the lady on the tweets?
It wasn't the owner, sir.
Oh, I'm sorry. The owner's, was it the owner's wife? Was it Dan Snyder's wife?
No, she knows how to keep her yapper.
So who was bad-mouthing this poor woman?
I believe I forgot Scott McLuhan's real title. I believe he might be like director of player personnel.
The GM. Or,
I think Bruce Allen is the GM, or Bruce Allen, I'm sorry, might have been bumped from GM, and now they're just like, Bruce Allen is the guy that, like, takes you on the fucking golf course to smoke cigars and then takes you to the Palm after you sign with us.
Oh.
But outside of that, you don't do shit with Bruce Allen. Oh. So Scott McLuhan, yeah, actually might be the GM now.
So I see him for my lobster dinner.
Yeah, so the whole thing is Kirk Cousins comes in for Game 3 of the preseason, which is your dress rehearsal for the real shit. Like, your starters play the first half, and he looks competent. For fuck's sake, they throw 2 touchdowns, and he adjusts to what the Ravens are bringing, and it's everything Robert's not doing. And we know he's going to suck. We know, like, once people plan for him, he'll throw 4 picks a game, and that'll be that, and we'll long for fucking Rex Grossman and John Beck. God, just kill me now. But it's just a mess. And then Diana Maria Russini, who is now a reporter for ESPN, had missed all of this shit. Because, okay, first of all, I forgot the whole progression. There was so much bad that happened. Like, it's all coming back to me. Oh, my. It's like Memento. And I'm like, oh, man, Joey Pants, he's a bad dude. So, oh, God. Okay, we have Kirk come in for Game 3. Then it's announced Kirk Cousins is going to start Week 1 in Miami. And people are like, holy shit, dude. So this was like some weird kind of like, was he even really concussed, RG3? Or was this just an excuse to get him off
right,
so that Cousins gets the reps? And then they can be like, well, RG3 can't start Week 1 because he didn't get the Game 3 of the preseason playtime.
Mm-hmm.
So then,
this conspiracy runs deep.
Then John Gruden. Jay Gruden. Yeah, fuck them both. Jay Gruden comes in and is like, it's Kirk's team in 2015. He's starting all this shit. It isn't just Miami. So then it's really like, oh my fucking God, what happens with RG3 now?
Right.
Reminder, just,
they can't trade him away.
For those that forgot, he's worthless on the trading
block. No one will actually take him.
I mean, like, no joke, if you were looking for a pick, you're not going to get more than like a 6th rounder for a guy that you gave up 2 extra 1st rounders and a 2nd rounder for.
Yeah. Yeah.
Jesus, that was the dumbest fucking thing ever. Okay.
It's classic, so, though. But if you're into Washington sports team stuff, that is as classic a Washington move as there ever has been, doing stuff like that. We love doing shit like that.
It's, I know Cleveland like hasn't had a title since titles mattered. Like, you know, fucking Jim Brown got him like a bunch of like whatever ye oldie timey.
Mm-hmm. Back when it was NFL like a leather cup.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
I don't know what it was. Mm-hmm. I don't know what the pre-Super Bowl trophy was.
They used to fight over a bag of chips and like whoever had to pay for the first round of beers.
Yeah, exactly. Like you would win, like Jim Brown would win, and then he was like a mover in the offseason because they paid him.
Yes, exactly.
They paid him pretty much $8 per game.
I saw you play the Cleveland Knickerbockers back in 1897.
Whoa, whoa. No, that language on this show. Yeah, exactly. Don't
Sorry,
scuff.
My old school.
Don't scuff my walls.
I'm so old.
You got good hands, don't you, boy? Don't drop my vase. So. I get it. We've actually had the three Super Bowl wins under Gibbs, but our dysfunction shits on there since then. Like the 20 years of Dan Snyder, like 15. Mm-hmm. Snyder, I think, took over 2000. It's the worst, and it's starting to be widely acknowledged throughout the sports world. It's the worst ownership of any of the four major sports.
Mm-hmm.
Like maybe mm-hmm. you could make a case for like, I don't know, the New York Red Bulls, but let's be honest, who gives a fuck?
Yeah, or maybe
they might have great owners. I was just happy to think of something that wasn't in like the sports that mattered.
Yeah, is that soccer? New York Red Bulls?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
Just the dumb soccer team. So
I had a great time one time at the DC United game.
Yeah, because it doesn't matter.
The place gets off the fucking chain.
Because it doesn't fucking matter.
People
That's
get
why.
Crazy wasted there. It is
yeah,
unreal.
You get shit faced because it doesn't matter. The game cost you $8 and it's soccer. Who gives a shit if they win or lose?
It takes a long time. It's a long game.
Was it?
It was long.
Oh, you look sleepy now.
It's
you
hard
baby.
To keep up with. It's, you know, the ball. It's.
I'll bring this one on home. Sorry. Don't worry. Don't worry, my sleepy friend.
Oh, I'm not really sleepy. That was me feigning irritation.
Shit. Like, oh. And scene. Nice.
Thank you.
So on top of all of it, Diana Marie Russini. Good Jewish name. No, I.
Is that true?
I'm pretty sure that's his. Dago as a name gets. Diane. I mean, like, if you want to go Diana Russini, I get it. But to insist on people calling you Marie in the middle, fucking A. Like, Diana Marie Russini will see you now. That sounds like you're going to get your nails done by a broad chewing gum. I mean, she's a great reporter. Like, she's now for ESPN. The one thing DC does right in sports is have sports girls that you want to fuck the ever-loving shit out of. We made...
Wow, I never made that connection.
Lindsay Zarniak, now on ESPN, came out of here. Then, to make Lindsay Zarniak look like dog shit, Britt McHenry mm-hmm. works here, then goes to ESPN. Mm-hmm. Britt McHenry is, like, just stunning. I've actually met Britt McHenry in person. I've said this before. Fucking unbelievably beautiful.
So this new woman, what's her name?
Diana Marie Russini.
She's the one with the dark hair?
Yeah.
She's
so,
very cute.
She's adorable, too. Mm-hmm. Like, so NBC gets her, and they're like, okay, they're going to, you know, she's not the blonde bombshell type. She's the cute little Italian girl next door.
She's cute. Here's a tip for her, though. She needs to stop smoking cigarettes. You can tell she smokes cigarettes.
Oh, you can tell she's a dirty little party girl.
It sounds like this when she talks. You know what I'm talking about?
I do. Yeah.
And then certain nights, it's worse than others. Yeah.
Like if she comes back on Monday?
Yeah. You know, where she's like, well, the word is from the game. You know? I mean, from the cigarette smoking, not from anything else that anyone would
Here's
do.
My iguana. Chub chub.
Chub chub. We're going to watch.
You make me feel.
We're going to watch MacGyver. It's a good one.
Aunt Selma has 30 minutes to live.
Where were we?
You're not the only one who can act, fucker. So, Diana Marie Russini. God bless her. I love you, Diana. She tweeted me back once, pretty much means she wants the dick.
Really?
Yeah.
She does not seem like your type to me.
Why? Because she's attractive? I do okay.
No, not at all. I'm not casting aspersions on the quality, sir. She didn't seem like she was your type. I put you more as sort of like the, I would say like the, maybe bar crawler type, maybe.
No, I can't satisfy that. I need someone who appreciates what I got up here, because what I got down there, if I'm measured on this shit,
it's not working out.
I'm third string.
You're the RG3.
Third string on the dick bench.
Banging.
Yeah. Exactly.
But mentally, I am a, what's his name all the
oh,
way?
Oh, up here, I'm Tom Brady and Peyton Manning fucking each other, just running train on each other.
I'm deflating balls.
Down here, I'm Trent Richardson.
That's
it's bad down there.
I think you might have dated yourself with that reference.
Trent Richardson was just out of the league 2 seconds ago.
Really?
Friend. Yeah.
Oh, I would. I think might be thinking of someone else. Was there another Trent?
Trent Dilfer.
Hmm.
White guy quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
Classic. Trent Richardson, dreadlocked Alabama running back who
was there a Trent Green?
I think has nine kids. There's also Trent Green.
Yeah.
There's also Tretch from Naughty by Nature if we're playing the truck game.
So what are you telling me about Chub Chub?
So yeah. Is that our name for Diane Marie Russini?
Chub Chub. Come here, tell me what the bad lady say to you.
So Diana reports, and I believe this has since been refuted, but Diana comes out and she's like, news out there is that there's a schism, and it just sounds like the same old shit, where Dan Snyder wants his boy RG3 out there still, and all the football people, Scott McLuhan and Bruce Allen, are like, get him the fuck off. The sooner we move on from this shit, Jay Gruden, sooner we move on from this shit, the better it is. Mm-hmm. Like, we get it. You've crippled the franchise for 10 fucking years by flushing that many draft picks down the shitter. But we're gonna do what we can.
I hope that to God that that's exactly how the conversation went. Listen, Dan, we all appreciate the fact that you've crippled our team for 10 years, but we got to get this shit together, man.
It's so creepy how much he loves that guy. Like, Dan Snyder just reeks of like the little nebbishy nerd who like the athletes used to put, you know, his head in the turlet and give him a swirly, and now like he can buy their love and he just wants to jock sniff. Like, I enjoy football. I don't even enjoy really all sports. I enjoy football. But the average jock, fucking watch an 80s movie to reacquaint yourself with what they are. They're just like entitled, swinging dick, like I've been alpha since age 8 motherfuckers. I'm not saying a lot of them aren't cool and shit. Don't be a prick about it. But like, don't think they're your friend either.
Yes, I totally agree with that. And that runs the gamut with any profession. It's not necessarily limited to athletes. If there is a profession, and in that profession there is a person who is the boss, and there is the person who is the worker and the boss are never friends. They are not friends. And if one of you is pretending to be a friend, it's because you want something from the other.
Well, if you're the boss, and it looks like you're the one having to do the cajoling, too, for fuck's sake. Like, that one's really embarrassing. It should be like RG3 being like, I want to kiss your ass, man. Not the other way around, where it's like Dan Snyder seems to be the one wheeling and dealing a fucking 21-year-old. I get it. If you want to stare at his wife's big fat tits, that's awesome. But
is RG3's wife is pretty cute, isn't she?
She's okay. Like, if she gets dolled up, she's like not bad. She just has huge tits.
She is from Morgan, though.
Yeah. So, oh,
from
God.
That upper northwest quarter.
Yeah, he crosses that Hershey Highway Bridge 3 times a week.
Classy.
Twice on Saturdays.
I don't remember the last time that I heard it referred to as the Hershey Highway.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think it's working right if you call it that. I think you might, maybe you should call
yeah,
it.
You hope it isn't. I don't know. Maybe it's the same way, like, you walk into a Hershey factory after hours, as long as it isn't, like, coated in chocolate.
Just for the listeners, there are many educational materials. If you are interested in anal sex, there are safe ways to go about it.
Mm-hmm.
Read about it online. Don't go by.
Oh, you follow the rules of swimming. It's like, it's got to be 30 minutes after they've done their thing, or like, I love it when they're like, don't do it 2 hours before, and it's like, what does she, is she clocking it like she's clocking her periods? Like, I have a BM at 3, it's 12:58, mister, you better come fast.
Better hurry up, I feel something getting
taking
loose.
Your life in your own hands here. Yeah.
There was this comedian recently I was listening to, and he was talking about how like the girl he was with was like, oh, I'm on my period. And she's like, I don't care if you don't care. And he was like, oh, I don't care.
Oh, yeah. I do.
And then he's like, well, halfway through, he's like, you know, I was like, I think I'm starting to care.
Exactly.
he's like, I don't want to be rude, but are you going to reimburse me for this comforter? And I'm like,
no, it's horrible. Like, I don't.
Do yeah. That. I mean, it can be horrible. It can. I mean, it can be shocking. It can be shocking, you know, but you know, hey.
Yeah, it looks like a fucking abattoir.
Well, I think if it looks like an abattoir, sir, it might.
Going all Simpsons on you.
You might
abattoir,
you might,
a slaughterhouse. The cows were slaughtered in the abattoir.
You might be doing it wrong. It shouldn't be that much blood.
It shouldn't be Carrie.
Should not be Carrie, unless you're role playing. Hey, man, no one's telling you how to do it. You know. Back to this poor lady. We were talking about this poor lady who's
Diana Maria.
Her name is being besmirched. For reasons of...
She comes out and puts out a report that every Skins fan
ever... There's a schism.
...is way too eager to just believe. Because we're like, that sounds like par for the course.
Sounds
Dan
great.
Dan fucking Snyder thinking he is a football... Thinking he is just a kosher Madden.
Mm-hmm.
And Scott McLuhan's wife Scott McLuhan, again, general manager of your Redskins, already been, to say the least, an incredibly embarrassing offseason in terms of windows into the team's overall level of dysfunction. Scott McLuhan's wife takes to social media to say, at Diana ESPN, please tell us how many BJs you had to give to get this story, and did they laugh at you before or after? And I'll say this. First of all, we laugh after because we're happy. We just had our dick sucked. It's great.
I don't know what it is about that statement that you read, that tweet. That seems so viciously cruel to me.
So bitchy. And that she then, in a tweet before that, she says, this report by Diana Marie Russini, my husband's new side piece.
Side piece? What does that mean?
Like, you know, I'm the main bitch, but like that's his side slice that he's fucking. Like he's cheating, he's creeping on me.
That's so mean.
It is some catty shit, dude. That's it is mean. Some catty fucking shit.
I think oral sex is one of the nicest things you can do for someone. You shouldn't be.
Yeah, like especially, I get it. If he's like fucking straight up plowing it up in the guts and they can make a baby and shit, and she's got to be a Catholic with that name, so God, good luck cleaning that skillet.
She could be Wiccan.
If you get some eggs to stick to it.
Good luck cleaning that skillet.
Yeah, that kid's coming through.
I'm going to abort your skillet.
Yeah, but like, you're married that long. Don't even argue about another chick sucking his dick. She's doing what you're obviously not doing.
You think?
Oh, please. What wife still is giving oral sex outside of a birthday?
Outside of a birthday? Yeah, I mean, you could be right.
Even the Sopranos taught us that. There's one episode where, like, Tony's just like, oh, and then Carm comes up and goes, happy birthday, wiping her lips. Carmella, who's really? Played by Phyllis Diller, if you go by my impression.
Well, that's nice that that Tony and what was her name?
Carmella.
Carmella. Was that his wife's name?
Yeah, Carm.
Oh, that's nice. It's good that Carm and him are still intimate, right? I mean,
I hope not now. He's been dead a couple of years. But.
Well, I mean, the characters. The characters live on right here, buddy.
Don't stop. As far as we know, they do.
They could all be alive. Well, that's so viciously mean and uncalled for. And if she did give a blowjob for the story, I mean, more power to her, man. It's hard to get good stories. It's hard to get scoops.
Like, that's like you had to suck a guy's dick
to get that
to come up with Dan Snyder's trying to fuck shit up.
Yeah.
For the Redskins.
Yeah. You're doing it wrong.
Good. You're doing it wrong.
Try to suck some better stories out of his dick.
I mean, like, do I have to jerk off half of Megadeth to learn that Dave Mustaine is into cocaine?
That is such an you're king of the the simile and the metaphor, really. You just absolutely, I love that. Do I have to suck all of Megadeth's dick to know that Dave Mustaine liked cocaine?
Could I blow Dave Elson and after he comes, Dave Mustaine's a huge asshole, pass it on.
Thanks for the tip.
Wow.
Thanks for the tip. Do you know what's going on with RG3?
Yeah. Really?
Like, there's a schism.
Yeah. Like, I have to get gangbanged by the O-line, and then after they come, I really don't think much good is going to happen this year.
Yeah. I'm a little bit concerned about our front line.
The quarterbacks are lacking.
I'm going to be honest with you. I think the vendors might be selling an off-brand chili, and it's affecting the chili dogs.
You mean the official brand of chili for the Washington Redskins?
Ben's Chili Bowl.
Like the same way that we have both an official fried chicken and an official chicken sandwich because there's nothing we won't sell.
Well, you can't put boned chicken on a sandwich.
We've had this conversation.
Someone will get hurt. There's bones.
So if you're in D.C., you want it to be over already. You just want it to end.
Yeah. I mean, I tried to, every year I have the same stupid argument with myself and my mom, because my mom lives with me and she loves Washington sports teams. She loves them, right?
Mine lived with me for a long time.
I used to make the distinction. I don't live with my mom. She lives in my upstairs.
Is that how it actually works?
Yeah. Well, I mean, it was until I lost my job and now it's, you know.
Oh, now it's switcheroos?
Yeah, because now I'm the fucking loser. You know?
Oh,
not that she was the loser, but like if with no job and you're with your mom,
I was always the titty suckler in the equation. I made a lot of money. I just hoarded it.
Yeah, if you are like me and you're unemployed and you're living in a house with your mom and you're in the basement,
you're unemployed, you better tweet the shit out of this show.
Oh, man, shit.
Every 20 minutes, be like, hey.
The important thing is this: being a Washington sports fan is really hard to do. It's really hard to do with your mom because it's like the thing that you share and you enjoy doing. And instead, you know, it's just going to be a conversation of, well, how do you think they're going to fuck it up this week? You know, and they do every time.
You're lucky that your mom is sports literate enough mm-hmm. to understand that, because mine, the sports conversations we have are as follows. She'll walk in after like 10 minutes into the game and they're already down 7-0. And I'm just like texting and mm-hmm. smart ass tweeting and like looking at porn while I take a piss on my phone and stuff. And she'll walk in and she'll be like, how are they doing this game?
Yes.
And you're like, how about you look at the fucking score? And she'll be like, are they going to be good this year? Who is good this year? And you're just like, shut up. It's not us. It's never us. That's the answer. How's that?
I've really enjoyed you showing your mom the figurine of Mario and saying that she was dressed up like a cosplay
she
Mario.
Was. She fucking was.
That was funny as shit. And then who wore it better? The mage from Final Fantasy or my mom?
You can go to the @PapasBasement Instagram account to see all of the things this man is referencing.
It's funny as shit. Do it.
Thank you. I have an eye for the visual, which is why I'm in radio. That makes no sense.
Good move.
All right, let's hit the outro song, and I will talk over the outro. You're not going to hear this if you're watching on Periscope, because we have the mics on, and that's how radio studios work. There's your radio tip for the day. So we are queuing it. If you listen to the podcast, though, it can be found on iTunes. It can be found on Stitcher. And go to pfpod.com. If you go there, you're going to hear this little background. That's not the right one. There we go.
And make sure you listen to Pilot Waves on iTunes as well.
Please do.
Check out pilotwaves.com and DC Podfest, which is November 6th through 8th. If you're interested in having a podcast or interested in making your podcast better, you should come check us out.
I still want to know if I'm in this thing.
Yeah, you're in it.
Oh, thank God.
I don't know if you're going to be able to do a live show.
That's fine. I get it. I'm not going to. I just figure I'm going to come out like Flavor Flav for all of the other live shows. And then just like,
I think that's a great idea.
This is like what's going on in my Marky Mark rockstar brain.
Yeah.
Like you guys are all going to do live shows and everyone in the audience just like fucking yawning like the beginning of like a Twisted Sister video. Yeah. And I just come out like, I want to rock. Nah. And people lose their fucking minds.
I love it. I love the idea of you being the hype man. Like I would like someone to be saying like, that's an interesting point. That's an interesting point. My man asked it, but now. That's good. I like it.
Just pull my dick out of my hammer pants, which I'm apparently wearing.
Oh my God, look at my giant dick. Oh.
Just the bag.
No.
Don't forget, third string dick, but Michael Jordan of bags.
Michael Jordan.
just brilliant. Big old man hangers. All right, people. I'm John Papagiorgio. He's Alex Vidalis. It's @PapasBasement for me, in papasbasement.com. That's the main show. But you've been listening to Papa's Football Podcast, pfpod.com. @PapasBasement on Twitter and Instagram for all of it. Just because I'm too lazy for two Twitter accounts. What? I'm going to divide my empire shit into less shit? I mean, come the fuck on. It's like the critic saying, I'm going to have a spinoff cartoon now. Fuck it. You know what, critic? Focus on staying on the air.
That's pretty funny.
Jay Sherman.
That's pretty funny.
All right. Till the next one. We're out of here.